This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Ollie Tikkanen.
A lot of very good points. Maybe about your last points first. You said that with the sedentary behavior, we have the biggest industries against us. And how do you see them being against? Is it like the TV is advertising good TV shows they are creating? It's from the marketing? Or do you see that they are actually doing something to keep people sedentary? Maybe some sneaky ways of funding certain kind of things, or how do you see the influence being?
To me, it seems mostly indirect. They're promoting their product, and their product depends on us sitting. I happened to be in Silicon Valley at a meeting a number of years ago up in Northern California when Facebook announced that it had its 1 billion users, and some of the reports about it were that one of their main indicators of the health of their business is billion eyeball hours. How many billions of hours are eyeballs using Facebook? And again, that's all sitting eyeballs. Those are not active eyeballs. So that's their measure of success. Their goal is to get more people sitting and watching their screen. I think they're not telling you, you should sit more, but their whole industry is organized around getting people to sit more and attracting you to the screen. So they're not demonizing physical activity directly, but the effect, I think, is the same.
Yeah, I can easily see that. And they have the best psychologists, engineers, and everyone. How do you keep people glued to the screen? How do they get, when people open it, how do you keep them as long as possible there?
Yes.
I can see it. Maybe if going back one stop, you said that it's difficult to get the dedicated funding. Why do you think it has been easier to get the funding for smoking and nutrition? And why is it more difficult to get it for physical activity? Is it because it's more complex to change? Or what's the reason for not getting the funding? Is it the researchers should be promoting more? Or how do you see it?
This has been a puzzle to me for a very long time. And I don't really have a good answer. I wish I could point to some examples of countries that have done a great job of funding physical activity. And it's hard for me to find those. I assume from your name that you're from Finland. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So Finland has been one of the best examples of promoting physical activity for decades, as I understand. I don't know the whole system in Finland, but it's always been an outlier when we look at trends of physical activity, that it's maintained or even increased. And I know there are long-term government efforts to promote physical activity in Finland. Canada has had a similar history. Participaction is a program that's lasted for decades. I don't know the level of funding, but it's known all over the country. There's media, there's community programs. So there's things that have been done. How that happened in Finland and Canada, I don't know. But I'll take Australia as another example. Their history has been they'll have a government and it will make a commitment to physical activity and it will fund national physical activity efforts and data collection and evaluation.
For most sedentary behavior and physical activity researchers, collecting the research data is one of the most frustrating steps of a project, especially as inefficient data collection steals too much of your precious time, causes unnecessary stress and hassle, and can easily derail progress of your project. This is why we devised a revolutionary new way to collect data, introducing Phibion Sense Motion, the beginning of a new era. Phibion Sense Motion is a cutting-edge, next-generation system that allows you to easily and remotely collect, store, and manage data. Our solution features a tiny, waterproof device that captures the sedentary behavior and physical activity data, a mobile app for automatic uploading of the data from the device, and a cloud service for managing the data. Even better, all collected data is GDPR compliant, and you have access to automatically analyzed variables of activity types and raw 3-axis accelerometer data. Don't compromise on the quality of your research or the project timeframes. Discover the convenience and power behind our solution at sense.phibion.com. That is sens.phibion.com. Phibion, created by researchers for researchers.
And then the government will change and all that will go away. All that infrastructure that was built up, and then another government will come in and they'll build that up again. So they've had an on-again, off-again investment in physical activity. And I think with probably evidence of ups and downs in physical activity participation and prevalence. So in the U.S., we've never had a well-funded physical activity effort. I was at a meeting where in the U.S. where the Secretary of Health and Human Services was bragging about their physical activity and media campaign that was on TV and print and that sort of thing. And he was bragging that here's this campaign with these media spots, and we only spent $1 million on it. And so you can imagine how extensive that was when you only spent $1 million. And he thought that was good news. And that's obviously just trivial. So I think there's many things. I will just maybe say something a little provocative that in most countries, certainly in the U.S., funding for public health has not been increasing. It's been decreasing. And the topics, the health topics that are well-funded, like chronic disease and infectious disease and nutrition and tobacco control, maternal and child health, in an era of declining funding, their funding is decreasing. So they are doing everything they can to defend their funding. And so they're already well-funded or relatively. And physical activity, having nobody at the state level and very small group in the Centers for Disease Control, they have very little political power and very little lobbying power and no strong lobbyist for physical activity. So nothing changes. They continue to have very low levels of funding and no capacity to try to increase that. And none of the other topics are saying, oh, we don't have any problems with smoking anymore. Here, you have some of our money. That's not how it works. The other health topics are defending their budgets, and physical activity is trying to say, hey, look at us, but they're not very loud at doing that. I see this as something that is worth a research on its own. And I would encourage listeners to say, how could I study this and try to find solutions for ways to increase the funding and the political power of physical activity within public health? And you could say within education too, because in education in the U.S. for sure, and in many other places, physical education is a low priority, though it can benefit children in so many ways. I'm a big believer in research to solve problems, and this is a problem that needs a solution.
And very important, because even if we know everything about the physiology of physical activity, but we cannot implement it, doesn't really affect the public health. So very good idea of doing research on this. And it has been a very interesting discussion about the history of physical activity and the evolution and the challenges. We will move in the next part of our discussion to discuss about different measures, how you can measure physical activity. And if you got interested in measuring context of sedentary behavior or physical activity, we have good news for you. Vibion platform provides convenient way to collect contextual information. It includes a cloud platform and easy-to-use mobile app for both Android and iOS. It has shown its capabilities in several large EU projects and is now available globally. Our product expert, Dr. Miriam Caprita, is glad to have a chat to see if our platform could help you make better research with less hassle. So feel free to book a quick video call with Miriam from the link in the episode description. Thanks for listening and have a great day.